Well, would you look at that right there? Yeah, little baby, come here for a second. Now, you know you too fine to be over here doing what you're doing right now. You know that, right? Listen here, I got something for you. Come follow Mr. Elroy.
Baby girl, you been smelling like a honeydew.
Yeah.
Hey, your name Winnie, let me give you honey poo. The way your bottom said, oh, you're my little man. Oh, couldn't leave your ass alone if I wanted to. Don't believe me, cause you just don't know. Hang a Devon and pick you up that far. Spurs and boots and do the dopsy dope. Then bust it down at that rodeo show. You wanna come take a seat in my ride?
Yeah.
And maybe I take a peek at your thighs. You so intelligent, had to pray with the reverend beautiful. Kiss your mama and
also,
gave
also, babe,
high-five.
Guess what?
I know you can't trust a nigga cause they lie.
All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Newsome Edition podcast. This is episode 14, and we told y'all the beginning song of this one. The song that you just heard is going. The song you just heard is "Dear Silas." I know I've been on my Dear Silas kick on this one. Too Fine. This song is called Too Fine. It's off of the EP, the Plus Ultra EP. Once again, that's actually been one of my most played CDs. I'm just gonna be real behind that. But go ahead and check it out. It's available on all your streaming platforms. Show some love to Mississippi artists. Show love to all local artists, because they're gonna be the ones that's gonna blow up. As I mentioned, this is another episode of the Newsome Edition podcast, brought to you by the good people at shopurbanice.com. Make sure you use code TRIZZLE25 to get 25% off on your jewelry, because that's how we doing these. Get all the best in hip hop jewelry. I ain't got my pendant on, but I'm actually looking at getting this Black Panther pendant that they got.
Nice.
It's fire. It's black. It's got the black diamonds on and everything.
But where my pendant at? I ain't got no jewelry yet. Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
You ain't tell me you want it.
I ain't supposed to tell you. You just buy it.
You barely wear jewelry.
That ain't the point. I wear it on special occasions. Jewelry's for special occasions. I don't have to wear all jewelry all the time. I wear my ring all the time.
I wear my ring all the time, too.
Okay, then. So I wear jewelry.
Anyway. Anyway, moving on to the start of episode 14. Babe, you can't believe we made the episode 14. I know.
It took a while, but we got here, y'all.
I know what y'all think. We should have been on episode 14. But here we are. Beggars cannot be choosers. And it takes time for me to edit these things. Anyway, other than that, let's go ahead and get the show on the road. You already know how we finna kick it off, like we've been doing the last couple episodes. We gotta give you these updates on, babe. Go ahead and say it for him.
Mm-mm.
You gotta say it for him, babe.
I don't wanna say it.
You gotta say it, babe.
No.
Yes. Mm-mm. Yes.
Not
yes.
Saying
no.
It.
No. You saying it?
No.
Fine. Anyway, updates on coronavirus.
Coronavirus!
As always. So here in our home state of Mississippi, it has spiked. Like, it was already expected to spike towards the winter months, as we got towards the holidays. Here in our home state, we've reached up to 3,000 new cases a day. And this is that after holiday mark. And a lot of folks aren't believing that, aren't still believing that coronavirus is real. And y'all are not wearing your mask.
It's a problem.
That's a very big problem. Yo, come on, bro. I miss being on the outside as much as anyone. And I can't be one to talk, because then I'll be sounding hypocritical because I've been out DJing. But I've been keeping myself safe. I've also been out working.
You've been in isolated areas whenever you do have an event, which have been rare and very few far in between. You've literally been isolated. So it's not like you've been around people still. And then at work, you're covered 24/7 anyway. So it's not like you're just all out. Like some people just like, I'm just going to go the fuck out because I want to. Or people, I can't wear a mask because it's a medical condition. Well, shit, I got asthma, but I still wear one. Yes, I feel like I'm suffocating every time I wear one, which is why I try my best not to go nowhere unless I necessarily have to. Don't go if you don't have to go. Just sit the fuck down and let this shit go so we can get back to normal lives. That's it. Simple.
Very, very, very simple. That's all we asking for, y'all. Just wear your mask, social distance, go get tested. At this point, go get tested, because if the spike is this high, that means a lot of y'all were lying, or y'all just really didn't know, or y'all were asymptomatic, or you knew and didn't
give a damn.
Right. And yeah, we ain't got time for that, bro. We really do not have the time for it. Like, seriously, I don't know how many episodes we're going to stress this. Wear them. Like, seriously, wear
wash
them.
Wash your damn hands. I know some of y'all was nasty before this stuff even started, but I'm hoping people really have understood the importance of washing your freaking hands. Me, I wash my hands all the time, even before all of this. I've always washed my hands because sanitary reasons, but. God dang, come on, people. It ain't that hard to do two things. That's it.
Some people can't do two things at once, baby. That's.
I'm just saying, like, dang. People said, how I'm tired. I don't want to go outside. Well, shit, dude, take the proper precautions to get this shit to stop being as bad. Because, first, I should never have gotten like this. But I digress on that part. We're not even going to speak on that. You know, I don't want to get flagged or anything and have our podcast taken down.
Yeah, we can't afford it.
Even though part of me really don't give two fucks.
We still can't afford it, little buck. Anyway, let's move on to the sports.
Really good. I mean, it's not like I don't get it. I understand it's very important, but I don't want to have another for, 20, 30 minutes. I mean, there's also many times you can say the same thing over and over again.
That's big facts, love up. All right. We're going to move on to the sports report.
Sports.
All right.
I don't know. I did that. Was so random.
That was random. It's all get out, love up. Anyway. All right. Moving on to the sports report. We are with the NBA season, the new NBA season about to start up. We got the picture of the goat in the background. You can't see it all the way, but we still got the picture of the goat in the background.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Permanent location. As long as we're here, that's a permanent location.
Yep. All right. So, on the sports report, we were talking on the last episode. We were talking about all the different trades and everything, all the different trades, all the different new things that we're going to see. Had to wet the whistle here. So, the NBA. Oh, don't you judge me? Yes, I had to wet the whistle.
So the NBA.
So. The NBA has instituted new coronavirus, what's the word I'm looking for, love?
Precautions?
I think
guidelines.
It's
guidelines.
Guidelines.
Okay. Because I could go down the list.
So, new coronavirus guidelines, where pretty much they're limiting a lot of things that the players can do. They can't go to gatherings of 50 or more people. Yeah, 50 or more people. NBA players cannot be out and about in order to avoid another breakout for the season. And they're putting some restrictions. They can't be in nightclubs. They can't be at social events. They really just can't be out and about, as I mentioned. And so basically, kind of like how they were in the bubble, but they're playing in their home stadiums. They're not going to be in the bubble. They're back in their home stadiums. The new NBA season kicks off on December 22nd.
2 days after my birthday, so you know, if y'all want to show birthday love, you know, I'm okay with that too.
Please show some birthday love.
Y'all, this has been a rough year for me. If y'all watch this recording, y'all see me ain't really too shy. Today's been one of those days where I'm just really trying to pull it together. But you know, I ain't want to not record this episode just because I'm not feeling my best, because at the end of the day, for the people who know, they've known the things that my family and I have dealt with this year alone. So I wanted to still be able to, regardless of how I'm feeling, I wanted to make sure I'm able to help other people feel better.
Yeah. So. Continuing on with the sports report in the NBA, we have a monumental trade that I don't think no one really saw coming. So, Russell Westbrook has been traded from the Houston Rockets, and he's going to...
Where is he going?
He is going to Washington, D.C. He's going to join the Washington Wizards, and guess who's coming to Houston? John Wall. So we're trying to see how that, we're trying to see how that's going to play out, how that dynamic's going to work, or if that dynamic's going to work with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal.
Only time will tell. I mean, that's definitely going to be something. I can't speak on how that would go down. I'm trying to imagine. I can't even think, actually, of how that would even look in... And I don't know. I don't know words for that one.
Well, we do know that John Wall has reportedly been excited and working out with the team, doing team activities. As far as James Harden, it seems that now this is from the outside looking in. It seems that James Harden is mainly focusing on. He's focusing on probably leaving Houston. Mm-hmm. He's open to a trade. He's mainly looking towards getting traded towards a contender team like the Sixers, or reuniting with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving on the Nets.
I don't know if the Rockets are going to trade him, though. They have to have a really sweet deal come their way for them to actually trade him.
That's facts. So, because right... Actually, the day before the NBA instituted their coronavirus regulations, James Harden was at strip club in Houston, missed the whole day of practice, of team practice. And
if he keep fucking up, they might just trade him.
And then the day that they instituted the regulations, he was in the strip club again and missed a personal practice, his own one-on-one practice.
Oh, if he fuck up like that, they may just leave his ass and let him see you later. Gotta go, buddy. Or might just cut him loose without a team to go to, too.
They could do that, but then they're going to be in a bad predicament, and the Rockets are going to be in rebuild mode.
I mean, kind of, aren't they already?
Mm-mm. Prior to James Harden joining the team, he's literally brought that team back up to where they're contenders now.
Yeah, I mean they are a contending team, but you know, shit happens.
You're right. Players trade and go to places that you don't really expect.
Yeah.
What else? And it's a possibility, if all these crazy trades are getting done, it's a possibility that more crazy trades, possible crazy trades that people are talking about, DeMar DeRozan going back to his hometown of LA and playing for the Lakers.
I mean, anybody besides one person is welcome to come to the Lakers.
He just extended his contract for two more years.
That don't mean I'm happy about that.
You got four more years of LeBron. That don't
mean I'm happy about that.
You are about to get four more championships.
He is not the only one on the team that... He's not the one that carried them to the champ. Everybody on that team, especially during the bubble, played their part.
You're right. That's why Anthony Davis is getting that 5-year max deal to stay with the Lakers.
As he should.
Oh, man. All right. So, another fantasy scenario would be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Greek freak. I can't pronounce his last name. Greek freak. He is a possible... A dream scenario would be him going to join Jimmy Buckets in Miami. But a lot of folks would probably look at that more like the Kevin Durant situation. When Kevin Durant left a 3-1 team to join the Warriors, the team that put them out of the finals. So there's that. So that's what a lot of folks would consider Giannis doing if if he was going to he, it would be like a snake situation. Then another possible dream scenario is Ben Simmons going to the Bucks. I don't see that one happening at all.
I honestly don't even remember him.
Ben Simmons was the point guard, was a star point guard from LSU, because you know LSU does pretty good in basketball, and it's like once in a lifetime for LSU. Because prior to that, a lot of folks really don't remember a lot of folks from LSU outside of Chris Jackson, who eventually changed his name. I can't remember what he changed his name to. But Chris Jackson, who came from Jackson, Mississippi, from Provine to my knowledge, and Shaq. Not really too many people that you think of coming from LSU into the NBA. So Ben Simmons gave that program some new life.
Okay.
But Ben Simmons, I don't think he's going to leave Philly. If not this year, he's probably going to leave next year. Because they created the entire
program around him?
Not exactly. They built the entire program around Joel Embiid. Okay. You know, the process.
What are you going to say?
But they created a new city uniform that's basically off of Ben Simmons' design. Which is a combination of different things. The Philly word script for the history of the 76ers. The uniform is in black, which is a homage to the black jersey era. To the black jersey era of Allen Iverson. They got a design of the Philly houseboats that glow at night, and then it's reminiscent of Ben Simmons, who won Rookie of the Year while in Philadelphia, literally a year after he got hurt. So there's that. So anything else? Well, our beloved University of Southern Mississippi now has a new coach.
What? Oh, yeah, they did say they was going to introduce a new coach. I forgot about that.
Yep, after going through three different coaches this football season and only garnering two wins, the USM football program has officially announced Will Hall as the 22nd head coach of the Southern Miss football program. He is a product of Mississippi, of Armory, Mississippi, right where from that famed Crib of Pain team. He comes from a football family. His dad was a football coach that coached Armory to numerous state championships. So his big thing is that he's going to focus on more recruitment here in state.
Right.
Because that's one big issue that Southern Miss has, that we don't recruit in state.
That's a really big issue that Southern Mississippi has, is its in-house recruiting, or in-state, however you want to call it. Because they let a lot of good players go, and they end up going to these other teams and becoming powerhouses. Because Mississippi just will not go out and recruit in their own backyard. They'd rather go out to places like Texas. And don't get me wrong, those are great opportunities as well. But if you're not giving the people that's in your home state a chance to shine, well, shit, what the hell you think other people are going to do? Ain't nobody else going to do it. Like, let them boys play. Like, let them see that, yeah, Southern Miss is a PWI, but it's very diverse. And it also is inclusive of all people, and give everybody the opportunity to show them what they can do.
And that's exactly what Southern Miss needs. But we're looking forward to seeing how USM football plays out next year. We're gonna focus on USM basketball, which they beat William Carey. But we're still.
They already had their regular in-state game already.
Yeah, they already had their
in-state game.
Yeah, they've already had their in-state. It's still under coronavirus regulations. You can't really have you have to have half capacity, which
I mean that's a regular basketball game. I'm not trying to be funny, but
it's a regular basketball game.
Since that whole little incident.
Since the Tingletown era.
Yep. Since Tingletown, it's been half capacity anyway.
Exactly. Because Southern Miss is still
not even half capacity. Some games. I've been to games with the shit.
Southern Miss is still under probation until 2022.
He did Southern Miss wrong. He really did, and he know he did. So that's why his ass dipped.
Oh, definitely. That's why he got. That's why he got booted out of Tennessee after that. Because and that's why a lot of folks really don't like playing for USM because of that.
And I understand it, but yeah, guys, this is not the same coach. This is an entirely different coach.
It may not be the same coach, but we all know that USM basketball has a storied legacy that they've been trying to rebuild since the 90s.
Yeah.
However, it's just because a lot of sport doesn't go to USM basketball unless we're winning.
Right.
If we're having an excellent season, oh yeah, the students are gonna show up, the faculty is gonna show up, the crowd's gonna be there. But we'll put all our strength and money and finances into baseball and football.
Baseball and football, those two teams, they bring in the ducats. I'm not gonna lie, because the thing about this time last year, spring last year, every baseball game USM had was basically sold out. Like, people come from everywhere, like camping out like it's football season just to come to that game. Cobby used to be walking like, damn, what the hell are these damn people going? And I was like, oh well, shit, it's a baseball game going on. And it's crazy because you wouldn't think that baseball would be such a prominent sport when you have other great teams, but because baseball and football are such a predominant sport, all those other great teams are getting left in the shadows. Because I know for one while that track team was beasted and no one knew, because it was just like, Southern Miss baseball is this, Southern Miss football does this. And I'm just like,
I don't know. The track team for USM is the most known unknown of the school.
Yeah.
And I truly enjoy the track team. They are dope. Yeah, and they're all dope individuals. I love track folks. All right. That's it for the sports report. All right, we got to go into the verses that ended all verses. The ones that created more memes than any other verses, at least to my knowledge. Jeezy and Gucci. First time they've been in the same setting,
in
supposedly,
years.
In, excuse me, about 15 years.
I said in years, they ain't got to put a number on it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but
you
whatever.
You got to put a number on it.
Whatever, continue, what your thought was.
Anyway, so, a lot of folks considered, like, it broke streaming records for Instagram as well as Apple.
I believe it.
So, it ranked among the highest viewed verses, coming in, I think it topped Brandy versus Monica and Erica Badu versus Jill Scott. So it's topped those two particular verses. Now, a lot of folks thought Gucci was being more petty than anything, and Jeezy was sitting there unbothered.
No, he was definitely an unbothered mood, and I was there for it.
On paper, I really had Gucci winning. I really wanted Gucci to win.
Yeah, but
because Gucci created soundtracks that pretty much set the standard for any party during college.
That's very true.
Shirt off, bricks.
Shirt off and all the rock and rolls getting naked. I can't say this, you know, I don't want to actually say the lyrics and get in trouble or whatever.
So shut off bricks, lemonade, like all kinds of hits. But I can't sleep on Jeezy's catalog because Jeezy
has a strong one too.
He's got strong hits.
And then because I was sitting there and I was listening to them going back and forth and I was like, damn, shit, Jeezy did that song too. And it's like a lot of songs I was like, dang, I forgot about that song. That was my shit back in the day. And so it was really interesting to see how the entire thing played out. True enough, I did stop watching when it was almost over because after a while I was just over it and I was getting a headache from listening to it or whatever because everything sounded so damn loud. No matter how low I turned my volume, it was super loud. And then the DJ that was on there was aggravating me as well.
Yeah, DJ Holiday was on one, I'm not gonna lie.
But overall, it was a really good versus, and I was really interested in watching. I was actually excited to watch it. My thoughts on that though is that first of all, it took too damn long to start. That was my bad. I was like, God damn,
they would come through their entourage.
I felt like I could have went to 3 different stores, bought 16 different outfits, returned all that shit, came back, and they still wouldn't have started. This shit started so damn long. And then walk in, I'm just like, damn, what the fuck all these people is? Like, you had to walk in, like, what the fuck were y'all doing? And I know damn well they were hot in that damn outfit. I'm sorry, he looked hot as a motherfucker.
Don't you be hating on Gucci and Chris Tucker's Rush Hour
2
outfit.
Period. But goddamn, I got hot looking at him on the screen. Imagine all the lights and stuff that was in there. Ain't no way you can't see that man didn't get hot 5 seconds into the show.
Had to.
Ain't no way. And if he didn't get hot 5 seconds into the show, it's an issue.
I legit forgot that Jeezy is a black mafia family affiliate.
Yeah,
I legit forgot about that. But what made it pop more was that, because like I said, these two haven't been in the same room in 15 years. So there's still a lot of tension and beef, and you could pretty much tell from that verse there was a lot of tension and beef between the both of them because
of all the drama. I don't want to go into details about it because, of course, no one really knows what exactly happened. We can know speculation and what was said.
Gucci was being mad petty.
No one was that. Yeah, he was being petty.
He didn't sit down one time.
He made me tired standing the fuck up. Like, nigga, sit down.
I don't know. You can't get mad at him for standing up because he's an artist.
Yeah, because he's an artist.
You got to be prepared to perform.
But what was the point of the king and queen with Mr. and Mrs. Prom King Queen chairs if he ain't using them? Like, they just wasted their money on one of the chairs. Sitting on them.
What?
Sitting on the damn strip club stage. They could have had some strippers back there or something to entertain us. We just sitting there looking at 2 damn king and queen chairs for 45 minutes damn near. Like, something could have been in the background. They could have had some dancers. They had the music on. They could have people up there dancing. Are you sitting there watching? Show started in a minute, y'all. Well, damn, you said that 20 minutes ago, dude. What's up?
You didn't have to go in on these chairs, though.
You can't sit here and tell me, didn't make the chair that people be starting to have, like, at the proms and at weddings, and they're doing these random ass elaborate baby showers and shit. Come on now. You know I'm right. Damn king and queen chairs up there.
Oh, you ain't nothing for that.
Hell, they wasted that damn money renting that damn chair. They said they went through, what, $3,000? Because you know they didn't get the cheap end of the damn chair. They got the damn expensive ass chair, the way the bitch was gleaming and shit, the way the lights were hitting on it. He spent $3,000 for to rent a damn chair a piece, and his ass didn't even sit in it. Damn, you could at least touch it with your finger. He probably ain't even got no fingerprints on it. Shit.
Done. Absolutely done. So overall, Gucci versus Jeezy was a good turnout. A lot of good memes came out of that.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, Jeezy won that one. But yeah. I'm glad they did kind of squash the beef. Don't know if it's officially squashed, but I am glad that they did show some sort of truth when they did So Icy at the end, you know, for the culture.
And listen, and that's the one that I was waiting on. It took so damn long. I really didn't even see that they did that, because I, by this point, I had turned that shit off. So I was like, okay, this is over. I ain't heard So Icy yet. I'm getting sleepy. I'm going to bed.
Save So Icy for last, because that's both of their songs. That's how they both, that's how they both finished the game.
And I understand that, but god dang, I had gotten sleepy. I got sleepy waiting on them to start.
Well, you gotta remember what about when Monica and Brandy did The Boy Is Mine at the end of their verses.
I didn't watch all theirs either. You know my attention. Once I sat here and I looked at this long, and I was like, all right, okay, yeah, that's my jam. All right, shit, damn, it's about to be 10. Damn, this shit still going? All right, I'm going to bed. I got to go up to work in the morning.
Got to do better.
That's how I was. Like, I had to get up. I was like, shit, I got to go to work in the morning. I'm getting sleepy.
Got to do better.
It's either stay up and watch this. It was like the time when they had her little apples thing, and I was just like, I shouldn't be up this late. And I think it was like damn near 1, 2 o'clock in the morning before she was done performing, and I went to sleep finally.
That's no different from when Beyonce was performing at Coachella and her show didn't come on until about 12 a.m.
I did not stay up to watch that.
I did, and it was worth it.
I ain't stay up to watch that. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of Beyonce, but I'm not a member of the Beehive. I do know that, but her music is great. I just personally was not staying up till midnight to watch her perform when I knew that she was gonna be on in a couple of hours when I woke up. I was good with it. I was okay with that.
Okay. So do better. You have to do better.
I'm trying. Listen, this has been a hard year for me, okay? I am trying my dangness.
You are not the only ones that hard year. We all been rough. We've been rough out here in these streets.
Some more than others. How about that?
Okay, agree. Alright, on to the next verses. Alright, so next verse.
I'm not interested in watching the next verses. No offense. I just don't think that they have a strong enough catalog.
They got a strong enough catalog.
I don't feel like they have. This is my microphone, right?
So the next verses is, we gonna get into that. The next verses is coming up. That way, before we go into our debate, the next verses coming up. It's Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. Alright, now on to your opinion, Lobo.
Like I said before, I was rudely freaking interrupted.
Well, I had to do the intro into it, the segue.
I could segue into it. I can segue into stuff, so you just ain't good enough. I admit.
Segue.
I'm not over about it. I'm gonna let you keep the segues.
Okay. Well, anyway. We're gonna do that. Alright, I'm gonna let you do the next. Alright, you coming with a list of the next topics for
this
next
show week. Job. My job is to get
the You doing the topics of the next week. You're doing the segue.
Well, I guess y'all won't get a show from next week if I gotta do topics. My job is to sit here, comment, look cute. Even though I do that anyway. But that's okay.
So you doing the segue then the topics next week?
We'll think about it. So, my hair might be a different color next week, too. So, super loud. Anyway, back on topic with Keisha and Usha. I just don't personally feel like that they have a strong enough catalog for me to be like, damn, what you call that? Man, you know that song right there? You know she gonna come through and kill it with down right there. Gonna knock her. I just don't have a song. What she gonna do? Foolish and Foolish remix?
You got Happy, you got Only You, got Rain On Me, she gonna throw in Mesmerize, gonna throw in What's Love, gonna throw in that song she did with R. Kelly and Ja Rule.
I'm not saying that they aren't good singers. I'm not saying that. They have amazing songs.
I don't think she did with Flies.
If this man don't let me talk, I'm gonna snap out of here. Like I was trying to say, let me finish my thought and you can say what you gotta say. How about that? So I won't forget. You know my mind all over the place. I've been talking about 15 different things in one time. Bet. So, like I was... Damn, what was I saying? Okay. Like I was saying, they're amazing... They're good singers. I'm not gonna put amazing out there because that'll be stretching the truth. They're great singers, but I just don't feel like this is just that versus battle that's gonna be hitting the streams like that. I just don't see that happening. Not saying I'm not gonna watch it, but I'm just, I don't have high anticipation for it to be bomb as hell. That's it. Now you can speak. So
I'm looking forward to it, like I do every Versus. I'm just looking
forward to it. I mean, you're a musician. Of course you're looking forward to it.
On top of that, we can't sleep on Ashanti's catalog. We can't sleep on Keisha. We definitely can't sleep on Keisha Cole's catalog. That's who I got to win is Keisha Cole.
I mean, that's who gonna win. You can't put too many hits up there. What's she gonna play? And then what Ashanti gonna pop up with? Ooh, hit it with the foolish. Nah, bro, it don't work that way.
It does work that way. That's the first hit. That's the one song.
No, what I'm saying is I don't see those many songs that Ashanti has that would just kill Keisha Cole and be like, all right, Ashanti won that.
So we ain't gonna act like Happy isn't a bop.
I'm not. I said they had great music. I literally stated that before I made my statement. What I am saying is there is not a song that Ashanti will play that will blow Keisha out the water. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that I know for a fact who's going to win. That's why I'm not really interested in watching it. But I'll watch it. But I'm not going to be like, man, I need to show standing to her. I need to hurry up, get up off of work so I can get myself together, get ready. I ain't doing all that. I'm like, all right, cool, my work. All right, when the hell is damn Versus supposed to start?
So what she's saying is you're not going to get the Keisha Cole mustard ketchup combo hairstyle.
I'm going to throw on my damn pajamas or whatever the hell I wear to work that day. Well, after I roll up my bed. And I'm gonna keep that on. That's what I'm gonna watch then. I'm not finna get. No.
Alright. Personally, I got Keisha Cole winning just off the strength of every
heartbreak song,
every high school ringtone ever made. Just off the strength of that, because the whole world is going to go crazy. Every thug and every heartbroken girl who has ever broken up with someone through a note or through Bluetooth is going to sing real loud and proud and off key when Keisha Cole drops Love.
And to be honest, that's one of her most popular songs. That's one of my most hated songs.
It's one of my most hated too.
I'm not gonna lie, when it first popped up, I was like, no, I was listening. I was like, yeah. And then I'm just like, all right, I'm sick of this shit. Her voice is annoying the hell out of me right now.
For me, it goes back to 2006.
Oh, story time.
It goes back to 2006. Mobile Kappa League Step Show. And, you know, DJ can slow the music down. The party is good. I find this one girl to dance with. And DJ dropped that song. And then every now and then, DJ will make a mistake and let the crowd sing along. Two songs that I don't agree with letting the crowd sing along to is Mary J. Blige, Be Without You, when it gets to that end part and everyone, hey!
Okay, first of all, if you want somebody to sing a key, you can tell me that. I'm not the best when it comes to high notes. You ain't have to sit here and show out. We all know you can sing. Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, DJ turned down, let the crowd sing. And next thing all I heard was, no!
Okay.
Never did I want to be sad!
You get the point. I have
to.
We get the point. Please stop. We get the point. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I hate you. Oh my gosh. I hate when you do that. Y'all.
I would like to apologize to anyone whose eardrums I hurt if you're listening to this. I apologize for that.
You gonna keep around and joke and mess up your own voice being foolish. That's what you gonna do. You gonna sit there like Ashanti.
Oh, I drink my tea now. Other than that, basically that's what I heard when the DJ cut the music down.
Good vibe, huh?
He did, and I went and sat down. Stop dancing with a girl, I went and sat down. That's how my vibe was messed up.
But were you really dancing though?
It's a slow dance. You can't mess up a slow dance.
You know, I beg to differ on that one. I've been to dances and people can't, everybody can't slow dance.
I've seen it happen being the guy who's DJ weddings. I've seen it happen, but at the same time, it's hard to mess up. I don't know how hard it is to mess up a two-step, but it's hard to mess up a two-step. All right. Moving on from verses, we gonna talk about these Grammys.
What about the Grammys?
Grammys.
So a lot of folks was in their feelings about these Grammys.
You talking about the noms?
Yep, the nominations.
You want to be fancy, say big words. We know you know big words. Yay.
I mean, we got cookies in there. So I don't mind that. We got cookies. Yeah. So. A lot of folks were in their feelings about the Grammy nominations. So we're gonna run down at least all the ones that I just wanna talk about. So record of the year, Beyonce for Black Parade, Colors by Black Pumas, Rockstar by The Baby featuring Roddy Ricch. Say So by Doja Cat, Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Post Malone, Circles, Savage, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce. Who do you think is going to win out of that category?
It's going to go to either Rockstar or Savage. I feel like those are if they're going by the top most played, I feel like it'll be either one of those. Because Rockstar was on for a while. It's still getting ready to play. Savage hit hard, but I feel like Savage is going to beat Rockstar just because of Beyonce's on the remix, to be honest.
I'm probably going with Savage. Then again, I'm rooting for everybody black, but record of the year, I'm probably going with Savage for this one. Album of the year, ooh, this is a good one. Chilombo by Janae Aiko, Black Pumas, the Deluxe Edition by Black Pumas, Everyday Life by Coldplay, D. Jesse Volume 3 by Jacob Collier, and Haim Women in Music Part 3, Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding, and Folklore by Taylor Swift. Who you think's taking album of the year?
It's gonna be BS, whoever in that category, because I feel like it's just gonna go to Taylor Swift.
It's either gonna go to Taylor Swift or Post Malone.
Which I really call BS on it, because she's one of those, she should be able to write this in the category for. But because I'm based upon previous categories and she's been nominated for a Grammy, she hardly ever loses. So, I'm pretty sure she's probably gonna win that one too.
All right, we got Song of the Year. We got it's different from Record of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Record of the Year pretty much is the record that just took off and made consecutive weeks on Billboard. Yeah. Song of the Year is what basically focuses on singles or tracks, mainly just that. Alright, so once again, Black Parade by Beyonce, The Box, Roddy Ricch, Cardigan by Taylor Swift, Circles by Post Malone, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa, Everything I Wanted, Billie Eilish, I Can't Breathe by Her, and If the World Was Ending by JP Sex featuring Julia Michaels. Who do you think's winning out that category?
What did you say? That's
how
I think
he's
gonna win.
I'm thinking it's either gonna be either that or Everything I Want by Billie Eilish.
I don't listen to Billie Eilish like this. Oh my gosh. Okay, please stop. That's why I don't listen to it like that. That was probably the first song I ever heard about her, and I was just like very turned off because I was just like, okay, this is not my style of music.
All right. So we got Best New Artist, and that's coming out of Ingrid Andress, Phoebe Bridgers, Chica, Noah Cyrus, D-Smoke, Doja Cat, K-Tronada, and Megan Thee Stallion.
I want my girl Meg to win.
I want Meg to win, but I feel like it's either going to go to Doja Cat or K-Tronada.
Yeah, but I'm putting it in the air that Meg's to win.
All right, Best Pop Solo Performance. You do listen to everything. Yummy by Justin Bieber, in which Justin Bieber had an issue because
he didn't want to be pop. Yeah,
he wanted to be credited as R&B album. All right, so we got Justin Bieber, Yummy, Say So by Doja Cat, Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, and Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles, and Cardigan by Taylor Swift. I want Watermelon Sugar.
Man, if I had to pick, I want Watermelon Sugar to win, too. I really love Yummy, but I really want Watermelon Sugar to win. I don't know why, but
so our niece can be happy.
Whole video is a vibe, and I love it.
So our niece can be happy.
Yeah, but I want some watermelon and some salt right now. Dang, it was your watermelon season. All right.
Best pop duo group performance, Una Dia, One Day, basically J Balvin, Bad Bunny, Tani, and Dua Lipa. Intentions, Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. Dynamite by BTS. Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. And Exile by Taylor Swift and Bon Iver. I'm going with Dynamite.
I'm going with Intentions on that one.
I'm going with Dynamite.
I really like Intentions. I like the vibe. I like the video for it. Probably was what made me like the song more.
Oh, the vibe's great. I'm going with Dynamite. Just because...
I can't remember what that song is.
Lighting the Dynamite. That's been on every commercial.
Okay.
So I'm going with Dynamite.
Ooh, thinking about it. It's going to be between two of those.
Okay. So, best pop vocal album, I skipped the one just because I don't really care for that.
I skipped
best traditional pop album.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we really don't care about that. Anyway.
That sounds so rude.
It's not. It's just what we care about. All right, so, best pop vocal album, Justin Bieber, Changes, Lady Gaga, Chromatica, Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, Fine Line by Harry Styles, and Folklore by Taylor Swift. Personally,
I would rather Justin Bieber get it, but I feel like he's going to go to Taylor Swift again.
I'm at a cross between Dua Lipa and Fine Lines. Dua Lipa got some good songs. And that Harry Styles album is incredible. It really is.
I haven't listened to it. I need to get back on listening to albums more.
It's incredible.
Well, I wouldn't know because you listen, you don't let me know. You don't pay any cost. Matter of fact, on a side note, on our trip home, we're going to listen to music on albums. We got a 3-hour ride. We got, how many hours did we get through? About what? Four?
Three.
Okay. I'll say four, but depending on if I skip through or not, so I probably shouldn't be over controls. All right, what's next category?
All right, so we're going to go with, I'm going to move it up to Best Traditional R&B Performance. The Sit On Down by The Baylor Project. I don't know who that is, but I'm glad they're nominated, just because I don't even know them, but that still works. Wonder What She Thinks of Me by Chloe and Halle. Let Me Go by Michael Kilgore. Anything for You by Lizzy, and Distance by Yella.
I want Chloe and Halle to win because they're amazing singers.
I like Chloe and Halle to win. That's my
favorite. I've listened to Chloe and Halle before they became on Beyonce. That was the one YouTube duo that I literally listened to. I was like, they're going to be famous. And I promise you, maybe not even a few months after I started listening to them. They're starting to get more and more attraction and more notice, and I was just like, their voices are so powerful and it's amazing. But yeah, I really want them to win that one, just because I am such a fan of theirs.
All right, best R&B song. This is mainly more towards the songwriters. Best R&B song, Better Than I Imagined by Robert Glasper, featuring her and Michelle. I cannot pronounce her last name, but it's nice. Black Parade, once again, by Beyonce. I honestly didn't know Beyonce dropped.
I honestly haven't even listened to that.
Because Beyonce's been on her quarantine, and she's been chilling with her family. Collide by Tiana Major 9 and Earth Gang. Do It by Chloe and Halle. Slow Down by Skip Marley and Her. I'm looking at Do It. I like that.
I love that song.
Just off the strength of TikTok dances and the fact that the song is a literal excellence.
It is. And the whole thing about the song is just total vibe and total mood. It's total chill. Like, that video and this is like such them. Like, it speaks. It's like who they are in, because it's like a mix of like not even like too much glitz and glam, but it's like really cool, calm, and vibe. You can just sit down and mellow to it. And I think that's like the kind of personality that they have, and I really, really love it.
All right. We got Best Progressive R&B Album. Now, the thing that describes Progressive R&B is something that breaks away from traditional, okay, from your traditional big band, from your traditional this, that, and third. This is mainly more of your trap soul vibes. In that category, we got Chilombo by Janae Aiko, Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Halle, Free Nationals by The Free Nationals, F Your Feelings by Robert Glasper, and It Is What It Is by Thundercat.
Who you just got taking that? Because I don't know nobody in that category, I'm going with Chloe and Halle.
I listen to most of these artists, and I love Dragon Ball Durag, but it's either going to go to The Free Nationals or Chloe and Halle, just off of popularity. But we also have to remember the Grammys are not based off of popularity.
Yeah, I know, but
it's based off of more Senate votes from their respective chapters.
I understand it, but I just can't. I can't say this person win if I've never heard the music. I'd rather go with somebody that I know, regardless of if I'm right or wrong. I'd rather like, all right, this person gonna win, even if they don't win. So that's how.
All right, next category: Best R&B Album. We got Happy to Be Here, Aunt Clemens. Take Time by Giveon, To Feel Loved by Luke James, Bigger Love by John Legend, and All Rise by Gregory Porter. I only know three of these artists, and this is this is
Luke
the category.
James sounds familiar to me.
He's got that. It does I Want You.
Yeah, that's why he sounds familiar to me. That sounds like out of all the names, it's the only name that I could remember that I've heard of before.
I honestly would like.
I
want John Legend.
I didn't hear you say John Legend.
Best rap performance. We got Deep Reverence by Big Sean, Bop by The Baby, What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow, The Bigger Picture by Lil Baby, and Savage by Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce.
Savage.
Oh, and Dior by Pop Smoke. Forgot about that one. I'm going with Savage, but I feel like they're gonna give it to posthumously.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel that way.
All right, Best Melodic Rap Performance. Now this is a new category within a new rap era, mainly because a lot of songs are mainly sounding more like songs than they are like rap. So they're basically more on what contains elements of R&B and rap. In the category, we have Rockstar by The Baby featuring Roddy Ricch, Lockdown by Anderson .Paak, The Box by Roddy Ricch, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake featuring Lil Durk, and The Highest in the Room by Travis Scott. Personally, I gotta go with my song, Laugh Now, Cry Later. But if it doesn't win, I wouldn't be mad if The Box won. Because we were all in the car thinking, Alright, Best Rap Song. Once again, the Songwriters Award on what is the best rap song. Alright, so we have The Bigger Picture by Lil Baby. He did. The Box by Roddy Ricch. Laugh Now, Cry Later by Drake and Lil Durk. Rockstar, The Baby and Roddy Ricch, and Savage. Basically, a lot of these songs are Billboard charters.
Right.
So best rap song is either gonna go to Savage or it's gonna go to Roddy Ricch for me.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, for me too.
But not everyone's gonna be happy. I've already made that clear. Not everyone's gonna be happy.
Most definitely not.
All right, this one, best rap album, and it goes to D Smoke, the brother of Inglewood Sir. Who won Versus and Flow on Netflix. His album Black Habits, which is pretty good. Alfredo by Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist. In which I finally get why they called it Alfredo. I'm mad it took me so long to get that. A Writ Testimony by Jay Electronica, King's Disease by Nas, and The Allegory by Royce the 5'9".
I want Nas to win.
Nas has been snubbed for the Grammys year after year after year. I think this one may be it for him. I think this one's gonna be good for him. All right, we're going to go to your favorite category, country. All right, best country favorite. Solo performance. Stick That In Your Country Song by Eric Church. Who You Thought I Was by Brandi Clark. When my Amy Praise, Vince Gill. Black Like Me, Mickey Guyton. And Bluebird, Miranda Lambert. Have you heard any of those?
The only one I think I've heard is maybe... what was the first one you said?
Stick That In Your Country Song by Eric Church.
I don't know if I even heard any of those before. That one sounds familiar. But most of those other ones... But I haven't really listened to Miranda Lambert in a while. And... The second person, I don't think I've ever heard of that person.
All right. Well, let's move it on down to Best Country Duo Group Performance. All Night by the Brothers Osborne. 10,000 Hours great. By Dan and Shade and Justin Bieber.
That's my song right there.
Lotion by Lady A, formerly known as Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, I know they changed their name, which still sounds stupid, but...
Sugar Coat by Little Big Town and Some People Do by Old Dominion. Old Dominion. Ooh,
Old Dominion is really good.
Old Dominion really is good. But I'm going with 10,000 Hours by Dan
Shay. That is my favorite song out of all those you listed. That is my absolute favorite. I can listen to that song on repeat all day long. All
right. For Best Country Song, once again, Songwriters Award. Bluebird by Miranda Lambert. The Bones by Maren Morris. Crowded Table by The High Women. I don't know who those are, but I like it. More Hearts Than Mine, Ingrid Andress. Oh, that's who sings that song. I love that song. Some People Do by Old Dominion.
If I had to pick on that one, I would go with The Bones.
I'm going with The Bones.
I like that song a lot.
That song is pretty good. But I wouldn't be mad if More Hearts Than Mine was good, because that's the one where... That's the one about if I take you home to mom with you.
That one is good too.
If we break up, I'll be fine, but you'll be breaking more hearts than mine. That one's good.
That line itself was great. I was like, damn. But either one of those, I'll be good. I'll be happy with the win on either one of those.
All right. So, Best Country Album, we got Ladylike by Ingrid Andress. We got Your Life is a Record by Brandi Clark. Wild Card, Miranda Lambert. Nightfall by Little Big Town and Never Will by Ashley McBride. I'm going with Little Big Town.
Yeah, me too.
Because they don't make bad albums.
No, they don't. I'm really upset Florida Georgia Line was nominated.
Did they put anything out there?
Yes, Florida Georgia Line. I am literally subscribed to them on YouTube. They have literally put out at least a song every 2 months over the last 6 months. If not more. They put out one or two songs, literally. And videos. That's interesting. I'm surprised that they were nominated this year.
Alright. Let's go into Gospel and Contemporary. So, we got Best Gospel Performance Song. We got Wonderful Is Your Name by Marvin Crisp Bell III. Released Live by Ricky Diller featuring Tiff Joy. Come Together by... Rodney Darkchild Jerkins presents The Good News. We got Won't Let Go by Travis Green. Moving On by Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music. I'm going with Moving On.
I'm going with Wonderful Is Your Name.
All right. Let's see. We got Best Contemporary Christian Music Song or Performance, The Blessing by Kobe Joby.
Yeah, that person.
Cody Carnes and Elevation Worship. Okay, that's all I had to add to that. Anytime you add Elevation Worship to it, it's pretty good. Sunday Morning by Lecrae featuring Kirk Franklin. Holy Water by We the Kingdom. Famous Four, I Believe. Torrin Wells featuring Jen Johnson, in which I've heard Torrin Wells before. She's pretty good. And There Was Jesus, Zach Williams, and Dolly Parton.
First of all, I did not know Dolly Parton did a... gospel song. Second of all, I'm going with Lecrae with them because I really love his music. And I feel like him and Kirk Franklin on the song has to be nothing short of amazing.
I've listened to I've listened to the entire Lecrae Restoration album, which no one told me that they had an album out.
And you ain't tell me he put an album out.
I said, I'll play on the car on the ride.
I bet. See, this how you up here got me to your song, you slacking with me. Mm-mm. So, bro, how you slacking? No, I love to sit up and work all day long.
Best gospel album. So best gospel album is gonna go. Best gospel album is out of Second Wind. Second Wind Ready by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. My Tribute by Myron Butler. Choir Master by Ricky Diller. The Gospel According to PJ by PJ Moore. Yeah. And Kiera by Kiera Shear. It's a three-way tie for me between Ricky Diller, because Ricky Diller did the full choir. He made that entire album full out with his choir. Not too many artists are doing that. The Gospel According to PJ, just because PJ Morton did this individually with no help, he got his dad on the song. Bishop Paul S. Morton. Anytime you put him on the song, I already know it's gonna be fire. He got the Walls group. He basically used all his connections as a former pianist for his dad's church.
I need to listen to that. And it sounds like some great phrase that I'm missing right now in my life.
Kiera Shear's album is pretty fire. Her last two albums have been
amazing. Her music itself is always amazing. I don't think I've heard a song from her that I didn't like, or that I didn't just feel her love and her testimony come through.
Big old facts on that one. And that's pretty much it for me. I don't see anything that I'm pretty much looking towards. Probably best comedy album. Probably best comedy album.
I wouldn't have no inputs on that because I don't really listen to comedy albums unless.
Tiffany Haddish is nominated for a Black Mitzvah.
Black Mitzvah was kind of funny. Who else is nominated?
I Love Everything by Patton Oswalt, The Pale Tourist, Jim Gaffigan, Paper Tiger, Bill Burr, and 23 Hours to Kill Jerry Seinfeld.
Trevor Noah should have been nominated.
I don't think he put out an album this year. I think he's just made.
I thought he did one this year. Probably was the previous one I was thinking about.
No, he did one last year. That's but this is pretty cool because he's been focused on the Daily Show.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking about, the one he did there. But I think Tiffany Poe probably pulled that one off.
Okay. Best compilation soundtrack for visual media. Goodness. They got some good stuff, though. I really don't care.
When is the Grammys supposed to air?
The Grammys are supposed to air the second week in February. Like they
normally. Yeah, that's right, because it's right around Super Bowl time.
Yeah, they're normally right after the Super Bowl, like the week after.
I wonder how the Super Bowl gonna play out this year. I wonder what teams are gonna make it. Yeah, that's a topic for a different day.
I know Miles is gonna make it.
We didn't even say anything about the 49ers. I wasn't gonna even say that. I was just wondering since you brought up it, and I was just wondering. So we're not even gonna discuss those.
Hands, you can catch them.
Anyway, we're down
to the final thoughts. Jay, what are your final thoughts?
Love your people, love yourself, stay safe. Don't take the people that are close to you for granted, because you never know the hour nor the time. Not trying to be all kind of sad and whatever, even though I'm personally feeling this way at the moment. But just enjoy life. Like, you only got one chance, and make your goal every day in life, when you wake up in the morning to the time you close your eyes at night to rest, make your goal is to do something that day that's better than the day before. Do something that's going to make impact on either you, the people around you, life, or impact on others or yourself even. Make it a day where if that was your last day, are you doing what you would be doing to make you happy? If you're tired of working where you at, quit. I'm saying that to myself too. If you're overwhelmed, tired, take a day off. Take a day out. I know we're like really can't go to many places, but go outside. Just breathe. Just scream if you have to scream. Just don't bottle it up. Don't keep your emotions built in. Check on your strong friends. I mean, they are the ones that are definitely, if they're always a strong person, they're always the ones to go to as the strong person. Who is going to look to them when, like, who are they going to look to when they need the someone to be, if they're always the only strong friend? And just make sure every day is a day to remember. You can lay down in bed at night knowing that whatever you did that day was supposed to be done. It was amazing, and you did your best. You were your best self every day, and that's it.
As far as my final thoughts, content does not equal complacency. I learned this from Bible study the other night, where we were speaking on, are you happy? And if your answer was yes, the next question is, are you content? And content does not always equal complacency. It's mainly more of being content is just being in a state, is being in a state of where you are happy. A lot of people consider, if I'm happy, that means I must be content. Not exactly. You may be happy with where you're at, but you're not content with yourself. Like, you always could be doing more. That's where the complacency comes in. Content is not the same as complacency. Complacency is where you just feel stagnant. Content is where you're like, whatever happens. Let it be your will. Let it be His will. Let it be God's will for your life. Where you're more content and you're like, as long as I'm in the will of God, I will always be content. And that doesn't mean I'm going to get complacent to where I'm just going to stand right here because God just brought me this far to leave me. It's mainly more of, this is where I am. Whatever the Lord allows and whatever the levels the Lord allows me to reach, I'm still going to be content. And I'm going to keep on working and not stay stagnant in the place where I am, where He just keeps allowing me to reach more and more. So yeah, there's that. Just complacency. Content does not equal complacency. Just remember that. Stay up, stay prayerful, and make sure you dive to your word as well. All right. Oh, we're about to get ready to shut this bad boy down. Y'all already know this has been episode 14 of the Newsome Edition podcast. You know where to find us in case you don't. We are on Anchor. We are on Spotify. We are on Radio Public. We are on Stitcher. We are on Breaker. Still working on Apple Podcasts. That's still a work in progress. Available on YouTube for the video where you can catch up and watch
and see our live shenanigans while we're talking to y'all. Cause.
Big facts. YouTube.com/TrizzleNewsome08 or type in the search box Newsome Edition Podcast. Yep. And then we also have the website. TrackNightUnlimited.com, TracNightUnlimited.com.
You got the website?
Yeah, I did.
We need to update that.
So, we'll be posting more updates onto the website. Updates from the podcast, updates from photography, updates from my DJing, new dates, more open dates. We got open dates in 2021 for some of everything.
And all the projects we're working on that we're trying to get together. You know, this ain't just a hashtag, it's a movement.
I guess we're gonna get that copyright too. So more low-key things getting done. Also, don't forget to shop UrbanIce.com. Get you 25% off on your order when you use code Trizzle25. That's Trizzle25. Get 25% off of your next order. We're gonna let Silas take us out. And Jay, anything else? All right. So as we go ahead and roll this bad boy out. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, do everything.
Tell a friend. Tell
all of them. All right. So as we always end it with, I love my life, love my wife. That's all you need to know. All right. And on that note, we out.
Any
nigga wanna fight? We can duel out. Crazy, sexy, cool. What you is like TLC? Cause you know I ain't too proud. To beg for all your loving, baby. Ooh, you know you drive me crazy. Call up Joe to see, begging. You please, you forever, yeah, my lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, you.
know you just too fine to do this. Every time I see you, I just lose it. All my niggas telling me to cool it. You was smart, but your boot is stupid. Ooh, you know you just too fine to do this. Every time I see you, I just lose it. All my niggas telling me to cool it. You was smart, but your boot is stupid. You too fine for this shit. You too fine for this shit. You too fine for this.